Hello, and welcome to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So often it seems like we have come to the end of everything. Some of the hysteria during the lockdown was a good example of this. Yet in the Lord, this is never the case. Never completely. As we see in today's first reading, the king's sons are killed. The king is publicly humiliated and his eyes are taken out. Jerusalem is burned down, and everyone is transported far away to a foreign land. It would be reasonable to expect everything to be over. Yet, within a century, everybody is back, the city built again, and the worship of God is pursued far more ardently than ever. And within a few hundred years, God himself is walking amongst his own people. He is with them. It will always be so. For as long as we put our trust in him, he will never be unfaithful. Let us pray. Grant, O Lord, that we may always revere and love your holy name, for you never deprive of your guidance those you set firm on the foundation of your love. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.